before your presence. Who is greater than thee? You sit in the circle of the earth. You behold the inhabitants as grasshoppers. There is none like unto thee. Mighty man in battle. Great I am. Somebody begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to bless his name. There is none like him in all the earth. Father, we bless your name. Father, we worship your name. You are worthy to be praised. Somebody begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to bless his name, for there is no like him in all the earth. mandante de voz interiosa. Esa que te mando de voz. Esa casa. Somebody began to call upon the Lord and say, take me higher tonight. I don't want to remember me. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Father, breathe upon this meeting. Breathe upon this place. Breathe upon the message. And let your name be exalted. In Jesus' precious name. Judges chapter 9. This season, the Lord is putting it very strong in my spirit. The Lord is putting it very strong in my spirit to minister messages that will deal with the liberation of mankind. The messages we've brought forth so far, which the Lord has given to us, such as the anointing of Jerubbaal, such as the mystery of the blood, and so on. The Lord has been using it to bless lives all over the world. People are testifying as they listen to the messages on the internet. And today again, it has pleased the Lord to give us a topic that is in line with these issues of liberations of destiny. Tonight we are talking about the mantle for escape. The mantle for escape. Wherever you are listening to this message, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I want you to know that this message is a weapon. This message is an instrument to your liberation, to your deliverance. So you pay rapt attention wherever you are. We are talking about the mantle for escape. The mantle for escape. Judges chapter 9. We last talked about the anointing of Jerubbaal. And we saw a man in the Bible known as Gideon. Gideon destroyed the altars of Baal in his father's house. And because of that, the people called him Jerubbaal, meaning that this one is a contender with Baal. This one is a troubler to Baal. That was on the mantle, the anointing of Jerubbaal. This message today is a continuation of the story of Gideon. We are talking about the mantle for escape. After all that Gideon had done in delivering the children of Israel, after all the sacrifices Gideon paid to see that his people are liberated, the point came that Gideon died. And when Gideon died, I want us to journey. Look at chapter 8 from verse 32. I will read down. Judges 8, 32. The Bible said, "And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age." This man died in a good old age, having fulfilled the works of the Lord upon his hands. Having fulfilled destiny, Gideon died, the Bible called it, in a good old age. Most people that are living long, it is not just to live long, it is to live an impactful life. A life that generations will point to you and say, "Indeed, I was affected because of this person." Gideon, the man that had the mantle of Jerubbaal, which we talked about in our last meeting, Gideon died in a good old age. The Bible said that he was buried in a sepulcher of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abizrites. Look at 33. This is where the problem is. He said, "And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a warring after Baal, after Balaam, and made Baal bury their god." This was the same idol they were worshipping, and because of this idol, the Lord punished them. Their enemies began to rule over them. Now, after Gideon has delivered them, Gideon died. The children of Israel went back to idolatry. Look at 34. "And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal." They did not show kindness to the house of Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. I said we are talking about the mantle for escape. After this man had died, the children of Israel, after all his goodness, they forgot about it, and something happened. That is what we are going to see from verse 1 in chapter 9. "And Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, 'Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it's better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which is Gideon, which are 70 persons, that is 70, a score, if you see when they write a score in the King James Version of the Bible, it means 20. 70 means 60. Then 70 persons, that is 70, should reign over you, or that one should reign over you.'" Look at this. Abimelech went to the people and said, "Which one is better? Should 70 people rule over you, or one person?" Look at that. "Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." If you want to get this teaching very clearly, you read Judges chapter 8 and chapter 9. You will understand very clearly. Gideon had wives, and his wives gave birth to a total of 70 children for him. 70 children. When you hear Gideon had wives, plenty wives as such, it's not a call for you to go and marry plenty wives, because we are not under the old covenant. We are in a new covenant. In fact, God made man for woman. He said, "It shall come to pass," he said, "the man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife," not wives, "and the twin shall become one flesh." The man and his wife, they are one before God. So if you're going to marry
an extra. I don't know what you are marrying, because the other one is fornication. It's not marriage. So this was the old covenant. So they were living according to their dispensation. Why I'm saying this is that some people may say Gideon was a mighty man, he married many wives. Let me go and marry plenty. That is not so. Gideon's wives gave birth to 70 children for him. Then he now had a concubine. All these women they meet at the corner. And he pregnanted the woman. The woman gave birth to a child for him. And that boy is the person they are calling Abimelech here. Abimelech was his undoing. That concubine he went to sleep with. The fruit of that event was what scattered his lineage. We are going to see that. We are talking about the mantle for escape. As we are progressing, you will understand what the Lord is about to say. Abimelech, this illegitimate son of Gideon, went to his mother's people, the Shechemites, and said, "Is it good for 70 children of my father to rule over you? Or is it not better that I rule over you?" Are you following now? He was now suggesting to them that they should allow him to rule instead of those 70. Look at that. Look at verse 3 down. And his mother's brethren, his maternal people, they spake to him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words. And their words inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother. We are going to support Abimelech against his 70 brothers because he's our brother." He was a Shechemite. Look at from 4 down. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver. Look at this. 70. I said a score means 20. 20, 40, 70, 60, and 10. That is 70. How many were his brothers? His brothers were 70. And the gift his people gave to him, the money, was 70 pieces of silver. Out of the house of Baal-Berith. From an altar, they gave him 70 pieces of silver. Are we following? They gave him what? 70 pieces of silver. Look at, just go to chapter 8, verse 30. Look at it. He said, "And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives." Have you seen that? Chapter 8, verse 30. Gideon had 70 sons out from his wives. And this illegitimate son went to his people to say he wants to rule over the land, since Gideon has died, instead of those 70 people. And his people gave him 70 pieces of silver. From where? From an altar. Somebody say from an altar. Look at this. And they gave him 70 pieces. If you're using any translation that is not King James, they will write it for you. You will see it 70. How many of us have seen it? Any translation that is not King James, you see it there 70. King James is Elizabethan English. Many people don't understand it. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-Berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. His people gave him money from that altar. And the Lord began to speak to me that for them to give him 70 pieces of silver, and his brothers being 70 in number, it was not a coincidence. He had a spiritual significance. We're talking about the mantle for escape. Abimelech was lost, filled with lust for power. He wanted to make sure that he rules over Israel. The lust was driving him, and he was succeeding. Look at verse 5. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew, and he killed his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, the sons of this mighty man called Gideon. He killed his brothers, being 70 persons, upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. So that is to say, he killed 69 children from his father one day. Upon one stone, he killed them, and one escaped. began to ask myself, what gave Jotham the wisdom to escape? The Bible said he was the youngest, not the oldest. It's not like he's the wisest. But how come he escaped? Abimelech killed all of them one day. Look at it. Look at verse 6. And all the men of Shechem, that is his maternal people, they gathered together and all the house of Milo, and went and they made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Because of our time, I will not be reading all these texts. But by now, you should understand where I'm arriving. Gideon had delivered his people. But when he died, they rejected him. And they went to Baal worship. That was not even enough. But an illegitimate son from his loins, a son that he begat in sin, was now a terror to his generation. That one child, Abimelech, killed 69 of his sons, except one that escaped. The Lord began to tell me that this case of Gideon is peculiar to many of us here. There are many people that you must have blessed in life. You must have been of help to them, but at the end, it turns out that they turn up against you. Just like Gideon had risked his life to help Israel to defeat her enemies. But when he died, his good was paid back with evil. So maybe you do good to people and they pay you back with evil is not a new thing under the sun. There is nothing new. Many people have passed through that. Gideon passed through that. The people he helped turned against him, the land. That is by going back to idolatry. And in the other way around, that is how man, whom God helps, turns against God. Israel that was suffering called unto God, God delivered them. Now, in their peace, in their prosperity, they are now rejecting God. There are some persons that God may not release some dimensions of prosperity into their hands. Because if that comes into their hands, I tell you the truth, they will forget God. There are some persons now that $1 million enters into their account now. 1 year you may not see them in church again. I'm telling you the truth. The Bible said the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Israel, being at peace, forgot their God. You will not forget God in Jesus' name. Gideon, after all he had battled in life, after all these victories, see what happened to him. 70 sons, 69 died one day. The Lord began to point something out in verse 4 to me. Look at verse 4. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baalberith. If they gave him 70 pieces of silver anywhere, I wouldn't have issues with that. But the Bible said it was inside the altar of Baal that they gave him that 70 pieces of silver. I began to see a spiritual conspiracy. I began to see a diversion of destinies. I began to look into the fact that the Shechemites will place one coin to be equivalent to one of the souls of Gideon's brothers and Gideon's sons, Abimelech's brothers. One coin will be equivalent to one of the souls. Because it was not just ordinary that they will kill 69 valiant men like that in one day. The Bible said they gave him 70 pieces of silver inside an altar of Baal. This is a spiritual transaction. This is destiny exchange in a temple. It was not a coincidence. It was not a coincidence. And in one stone, upon one stone, they were killed 69 of them. Upon one stone. There are some families today
that some persons may take some things to the altar to stand as a totem. When I mean totem, totem is like something as an image to represent somebody. That when they pierce anything on the image, it will be affecting the person in reality. Now, when they did this upon one stone, all the sons were destroyed except one. Upon one stone. There are some families that they have destroyed both the men and the women upon one stone. The stone may be that there has been an ancient altar raised against the family. And that one stone may be the altar of disappointment. One stone. You find out that the one stone will stop the grandfather of the person. The one stone stops the father. Still the same disappointment. The children again, that one stone of disappointment stops them. It keeps rolling and rolling into generations. Unless there is an escape. Listen very attentively. What I'm telling you are the revelations of the Spirit here. That it was on one stone that all the sons of Gideon were destroyed. One stone. One curse. One curse. It may be a type of reproach. The stone may be even the stone of untimely death. There are some families you may see that men will not cross 69 years. That one stone, you keep seeing it and it is lining. When such a thing is happening, it's because a transaction has been made upon an altar. 70 silver in the altar of Baal, but the 70 destinies of all the children of this great man. The mantle for escape. But there was one of them that caught a mantle for escape. There was one of them. Look at verse 5. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons upon one stone, notwithstanding. Somebody say notwithstanding. The Bible said, when men shall say there is a casting down, we shall say there is a lifting up. After all they had been doing to make sure that this generation, this bloodline, this family is put into extinction. The Bible is saying notwithstanding. Somebody say notwithstanding. Yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jeroboam, was left. He hid himself. You will be preserved in Jesus' name. The son of Jeroboam, the youngest, called Jotham. I was to call this the escape of Jotham, but I had to put it as the mantle for escape. Because beyond Jotham, everyone here is going to escape in Jesus' name. There are sacrifices, spiritual transactions. There are many things that was not highlighted here because this book would not have been able for us to carry. It would have been too voluminous. Why will it be inside an altar that money will be given to them? There are many persons that what is hindering them is something placed as a totem in an altar. And a kind of spiritual exchange to stand as that person. Maybe you've not heard of persons that you will go to a shrine and you will see images of people. You will see needles. A needle on the forehead, needle on the leg. Check any person that they use that image as a totem against. Watch that person. When they pierce that leg, you may see that the person has paralysis or something like that. This is how they walk. It was in an altar of Baal. After they had finished this transaction, it was not hard for them to waste this man. It was not hard. But Jotham hid himself. The Lord began to tell me that if we want to escape the arrows of the wicked that is flying day and night. The Bible reckons that the arrows of the wicked flies day and night. Non-stop. If we must escape escape these things, we must hide ourselves. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, hide yourself. Very important, we ought to hide ourselves. We ought to hide ourselves. He said, I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of owl that flies by day, nor the pestilence that lays waste at noonday. Are you seeing? That's to say, even as you are coming, the thing is at the front waiting. This kind of thing. But the Bible says, Jotham hid himself. Then where should we hide ourselves? Where should we hide ourselves? This psalm I quoted now, Psalm 91. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. To abide under the shadow of the Almighty is that you are hiding yourself. You are hiding yourself under the umbrella of the Elohim. You are hiding yourself under the auspices of divine glory. So that when the enemy is shooting, it's just the feathers. He's touching, he's not touching you. Say, no weapon formed of fashion against you shall prosper. It is because you are hiding yourself under the coverage of God. It's just like a chick. When he leaves the mother, you see the eagle parading. When it leaves the coverage of the mother, the eagle can pick it anyhow. But when it's under the coverage, the eagle will run away. When you don't hide yourself, how do you not expect that Abimelech will not catch you? If you don't hide yourself, the Abimelechs of this generation, there are many Abimelechs in this present life. There are many. Some are scattered all over families, all over the world. Some people that want to exalt themselves above and against the knowledge of God. Some people that want to reign as king where everybody is, that if they are not noticed, they will not rest. There are some types of persons that day and night they go into altars to make divinations and incantations against the innocent. The Bible is saying we ought to hide ourselves. We ought to hide ourselves. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, hide yourself. Need to hide yourself in the presence of the Almighty. If you hide yourself, there is a guarantee that Abimelech will not see you. That is the only guarantee. Jotham hid himself because he escaped. Can we continue reading down from verse 7? And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim and lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, hearken unto me, you men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. This man that escaped began to give a parable. And the parable he was giving is a parable that was very unique. This is the first parable that is recorded in the entire Bible. This is the first parable. He said the olive tree said, all the trees gathered and said, who will be our king? Who will reign over us? The olive said he will not. They called the olive. Olive said he will not. Now how will he forget to honor God and man and now be promoted above the trees? They ask the fig tree. Fig tree refused. They ask the vine. The vine refused. They ask the bramble. The bramble said, if you anoint me your king, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Then Jotham said to them, now therefore, if you have done truly and sincerely, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal, that is my father Gideon and his house. This man, Jotham, was telling the people, those Shechemites, that anointed his stepbrother king. He said, if you people have done well, if you have dealt well with my father that saved you people, and if you have done unto him according to what he deserves, for my father fought for you and adventured his life far and delivered you out of the hand of Midian. you are risen up against my father's house this day, and you have slain his sons 70 and 10 persons upon one stone, and you have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, the concubine, king over the men of Shechem, because he's your brother. He said, if you then have dealt truly and sincerely with my father Jeroboam and with his house this day, then rejoice you in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice over you. This man was not placing a curse on them. He said, but if not, let fire come out from Abimelech. This is Jotham speaking. And devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come from the men of Shechem, from the house of Milo, and devour Abimelech. How many of us understand that prayer? The curse he placed on them was too strategic. He said, if you have done well, let fire come from this Abimelech that killed my brothers and consume you. Then if you have done well, let fire come from me and consume Abimelech. What he said was a very strategic prayer. In other words, he's trying to say, let them fight themselves by themselves. Are you getting it? If you read verse 20, you will understand very clearly. He made a declaration that was to become a harbinger of the destruction of Abimelech. And after he had said it, he ran away. The Bible said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of darkness. We are not seeing any physical man or mortal man in this case, but we want to look at spirits. There are some dimensions of prayer we are going to pray after now, which was a type of prayer Jotham prayed. In summary, he's saying, let them fight themselves and destroy themselves by themselves. I mean, first understand that very clearly. Let fire come from Abimelech before the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come from the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo and before Abimelech, because these were the people that did the conspiracy together. Are you guys in the picture? They did the conspiracy together. Look at verse 18. And you are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 and 10 persons upon one stone. You made this servant king. The preacher in Ecclesiastes said, he has seen servants ride on horsebacks, while kings are walking on what? 10 toes. The people that were supposed to rule were cut off, while the one that was supposed to be ruled became a king. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. There are so many persons, they find out that even what they are qualified for, at the end it is given to somebody else. What they are qualified for, they go for it. Even the people they outperform are selected before them. That is an error. That's what we are going to pray today, because the mantle for escape, escape from untimely death in this season, escape from failure, escape from reproach, escape even from the pangs of sin. I don't know that thing that you ought to escape from. Tonight, the anointing will be present for escape. So whatever it is, the Lord will grant us escape in the name of Jesus. All the children were killed upon one stone. There are some families that the enemy may use one stone to destroy them. The stone may be that the ancestors died with what they call cancer. The father, the grandfather may die with cancer. The father dies with cancer. The same person has cancer. That is a stone. that they have set on the family. I said it may be in any form. It may be with rejection. It may be with high blood pressure. It may be with whatsoever near success syndrome. But the greatest stone the enemy uses to destroy mankind is the stone of sin and ungodliness. To see that everybody is destroyed upon that stone, that is what the enemy plans to do. That stone of sin he uses to scatter mankind, and Jesus came to rescue mankind. He's still using the same stone to destroy men. Only those who have been sanctified by the blood and regenerated in spirit by faith in Christ Jesus, only them are escaping. After all the good Gideon had done, it was going this way for him. Can we see verse 23? The Bible said, then God sent an evil spirit. What did God send? Who sent an evil spirit? The Bible said, God sent an evil spirit. Maybe you've not understood the ways of God. I tell you the truth, if you read the Psalms properly and you read the book of Job, you understand that everything is a servant of God. The wind is a servant. Thunder is a servant. Day, night is a servant. God can use anything. If God wants to use Satan, he will use him. Are you hearing me? Everything is under his control. God sent an evil spirit. Are you seeing this? That is verse 23 of Judges 9. Between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, the people he did that conspiracy with, God sent an evil spirit to stand between the two of them. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. Trouble has started. Get this very clear. That the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jeroboam might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech, their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. These were the men that aided him. So the spirit had come to cause confusion. I want to prophesy over your life by the anointing of the Spirit of God that there must be a confusion in the camp of your enemies. In the name of Jesus, let there be a confusion. Who is more righteous than God? None. God himself sent an evil spirit into the camp of those that were conspiring against an anointed of the Lord, Gideon, because he had died. And the evil spirit did his assignment. When God sends an assignment, it must be fulfilled. It caused confusion between the both parties. In this season of life, anywhere conspiracies are going up against you, I decree by the anointing of the Spirit of the Living God that there must be confusion amongst them. In the name of Jesus, God sent. Somebody say, God sent. This is a sermon for deliverance. There's a prayer we are going to pray tonight. It may not be the usual prayer point that I raise, but we are going to pray tonight. Even though it is one, heaven will hear. The mantle for escape. I did not see that Satan sent an evil spirit. God sent an evil spirit in the midst of these worshippers of Baal, worshippers of Ashtaroth. People that sleep in altars of Jezebel day and night. An evil spirit was sent in their midst and
trouble started. When God wants to destroy the agendas of the enemy and the wicked one, when he releases his spirit like that, before you know, disagreement sets in. And before you know, it gets to a point that he does not cease until he searches out all their wickedness. Every wickedness that has been, every siege of wickedness that has been laid against you, the Lord will search them all out until they are put to a total stop. In the name of Jesus. Jotham said, if what you did to me is good, or if what you did to me is bad, then let fire come from Abimelech, destroy you. Let fire come from you, destroy Abimelech. These two conspirators. How could you imagine the wickedness that one man came and killed 69 of his blood brothers? This is the heart of man. The Bible said the heart of man is desperately what? Wicked. So God sends an evil spirit of confusion into their camp. Even during the days of Ahab, when they were to go and fight in Ramoth Gilead, all the prophets were prophesying peace. A prophet, Micaiah, had come and prophesied the truth, but they didn't believe him. Said God said, who will go for us? A spirit came and said, I will do it. God said, how will you do it? He said, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets of Ahab. He said, I will go and be a lying spirit. So a lying spirit was given to all the prophets of Ahab. All of them. They were prophesying peace when destruction was to come. So God can do and undo, and he remains God. I said today, a spirit of confusion is sent into any camp, into any altar that has risen up against you in the name of Jesus. From the day of your birth until today, any altar of Baal, altar of Ashtaroth, altars that are set up in the land, rise up on your feet. Altars that are set up in the sea, lift up your hands. Altars that are set up in the mountains, altars that are set up in the covens, wherever the altars are, every conspiracy they have done there, the Lord is sending an evil spirit into their midst, a spirit of confusion, to search them out to their destruction. In the name of Jesus. Remain standing. Then God sent an evil spirit. God is the game changer. You can't outshine him. While they were doing all those things, he kept quiet. He said, these same people, Abimelech, these same spirits you are working with to destroy your brothers, these same spirits will work against you. Every unrepentant agent of darkness, unrepentant agents of darkness that have been divining, enchanting, lift up your hands. This is very prophetic. Every unrepentant agent of darkness that have been divining and enchanting against you, the spirits they are working with is turning against them today. In the name of Jesus, the spirit they are invoking in the waters, in the air, in the sea, I see the Lord turning the spirits against them. Because you must escape. Because you must escape. Somebody say, I must escape. Say, I must escape. Remain standing. It may be the stone of untimely death they preserve for you. It may be the stone of reproach the enemy set against you. It may be the stone of shame and disappointment. It may be the stone of sickness, the stone of affliction. Wherever they are in the altars, enchanting and divining,
the spirit they summon are rising up against them from today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is not a message for the weak. This is a message of spiritual warfare. The mantle for escape. The Lord is putting a seal upon your head right now for escape.
Amen.
Anything that has stopped others around you, you will escape from it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There shall be escape for you.
Amen.
There shall be escape for you.
Amen.
There shall be escape for you.
Amen.
Whether the enemy has already the sign in the altar of vow that you will not live above 40, you will not live above 50, 60, you will escape into fullness of life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is there no weapon formed of fashion against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you is condemned. We condemn them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Remain standing. We find out that most of the battles we pick in life are as a result of things that we even did good to mankind. And the enemy uses it. If you're under the sound of my voice, if you're hearing me today, the anointing of God is present here. If you're hearing me from anywhere you are, there is a mantle coming upon you for escape. A mantle coming upon you for escape.
Amen.
A mantle coming upon you for escape.
Amen.
All the traps, the Bible said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the faller. The snare of the faller. Every snare, every trap, kaya paratas. Every trap the enemy has set for you. Every trap to stop you. Every trap to limit you. You are escaping today.
Amen.
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 There is an escape for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you are escaping, the same trap Abimelech set for his people.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know that Abimelech killed them on top of a stone? When you have time, you go and read Judges 9, Judges chapter 8 and 9. The Bible said how Abimelech died. It was a woman that carried stone from upstairs, threw it on his head, and he died. A woman killed him through stone. And he killed his brothers through stone. Read chapter 8 and 9, you understand very clearly. He killed his brothers through stone. And he died through stone. Somebody just begin to say, Lord, I cannot die premature. I cannot die premature. Somebody is not praying that prayer. I cannot die premature. I cannot die premature. Capo de Saint-Elemo. Capo de Saint-Elemo. Shaka kaka da da la da kayados. I cannot die premature. I cannot die premature. Somebody is not praying. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, I cannot die premature. In Jesus' name. Somebody go to the mic, read verse 52 for me. Remain standing. Read verse 52 for me. Judges chapter 9, 52. Listen very attentively.
Abimelech
came unto the tower
and fought against it.
He was fighting against the tower.
And went hard unto the door.
He went out to the door.
Of the tower.
Of the tower.
To burn it with fire.
He wanted to burn the city with fire. The city of the Shechemites. Continue.
And a certain woman. Cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head.
A certain woman. Threw a stone on his head.
And all to break his skull.
And the stone broke his skull. He that killed by the sword dies by the sword. He killed 69 brothers. Abimelech. 69 sons of Gideon. In a stone. And the same stone destroyed him. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, every evil conspiracy. Done against me in the realm of the spirit.
Done against me in the spirit realm of the spirit.
Make sure you're lifting up your right hand. Say every evil conspiracy.
Every evil conspiracy.
Done against me in the spirit.
Done against me in the spirit.
Done against me in any kingdom.
Done against me in any kingdom.
I command those spirits.
I command those spirits.
To be set against themselves.
To be set against themselves.
To disagree amongst themselves.
To disagree against themselves.
To destroy themselves.
To destroy themselves.
Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every conspiracy done in any kingdom, in any altar against us, every evil conspiracy, every wicked conspiracy, we set the spirit against themselves. Disagreement in their camp to fight themselves. Bayo Shakata Labradakas. Begin to command them to fight themselves.
I command you to fight yourself.
Fight themselves.
In the name of Jesus.
And destroy themselves.
Fight yourself.
Whatever the conspiracies are done against anyone. Shakata paya dogodogologodos. Shakata gadagalagalagalos. Shakata gadagalagalagalos.
Begin to fight against yourself. Fight yourself right now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand. Say every stone of poverty.
Every stone of poverty.
Set up against my family.
Set up against my family.
I will not only escape.
I will not only escape.
But my family escapes.
But my family escapes. Jesus.
We escape.
We escape.
From every stone.
From every stone.
Set against us.
Set against us.
Every stone of untimely death.
Every stone of untimely death.
Stone of reproach.
Stone of reproach.
Stones of failure.
Stones of failure.
Stones of disappointment.
Stones of disappointment.
Stones of ungodliness.
Stones of ungodliness.
I escape on behalf of my family.
I escape on behalf of my family.
From you.
From you.
You will not see us.
You will not see
we
us.
We escape.
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 We escape. Somebody begin to decree that you escape.
We escape.
We escape.
We escape
from every stone.
From every stone.
Every stone from the pit of hell. Set up against us. May that stone of miscarriage.
Stone set up against me and my family.
Stone of shame. We escape. We escape. We escape by the blood of Jesus. We escape.
I escape.
We escape.
We escape.
We escape.
By the power in the name of Jesus. We escape. We escape. Every stone stand against me.
In Jesus' name. This prayer is very strategic. Make sure you're praying with the Spirit. Not just that you're opening your mouth. Make sure you're praying with your spirit. He set a stone and was killing all the children of Gideon one by one. I wonder how come they did not get an alert before that thing happened. Lift up your hand. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
What has stopped others?
What has stopped others?
In my generation.
In my generation.
Cannot stop me. I escape from it.
I escape from it.
Say, my father, my maker.
My father, my maker.
Whatsoever has stopped others.
Whatsoever has stopped others.
In my line of career.
In my line of career.
Cannot stop me.
Cannot stop me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Make sure your prayer is important. Whatsoever has stopped others. Whatsoever has stopped us in ministry cannot stop me. Cannot stop me. I escape. I escape.
In my family.
I escape.
I escape.
I escape.
I escape.
We escape. Whatsoever stops others in ministry. We receive the mantle to escape. The mantle for escape. The mantle for escape. The mantle for escape.
I receive
in Jesus' name. Listen to me. There are sometimes some people match poison and the poison caught them, and some other people pass that same place, the poison did not catch them. There are some people that arrows does not touch them. They receive a mantle for escape. Spiritual mantle. That when anything wants to happen, an unusual umbrella covers them. Place your right hand on your head wherever you're listening to me. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
My Heavenly Father.
My Heavenly Father.
The mantle.
The mantle.
Listen, when we are talking about mantle, mantle means cloth. The mantle Elijah gave to Elisha was a garment, a cloth. Say, Lord, the mantle.
Lord, the mantle.
For escape.
For escape.
Is coming upon me.
It's coming upon me.
I wear the mantle for escape.
I wear the mantle for escape.
I am invisible from today.
I am invisible today.
From arrows.
From arrows.
Shot from the pit of hell.
Shot from the pit of hell.
I am invisible from there.
I am invisible from
because
there.
Because of the mantle for escape. Say, Lord, I receive the mantle for escape.
Oh, Lord, I receive the
begin
mantle for escape.
Begin to pray and say, Lord, I receive the mantle for escape.
I receive.
The mantle for escape.
I receive the mantle for escape.
In this dangerous time.
I receive the mantle for escape.
In this dangerous time.
I receive the mantle for escape.
The mantle for escape. The mantle for escape.
I receive the mantle for escape.
Somebody receive the mantle for escape. Escape untimely death.
Escape
reproach. Escape poverty.
I receive the mantle.
Escape shame.
I receive the mantle.
Escape disappointment.
I receive the mantle.
Receive the mantle.
I receive the mantle
for escape.
Fall
upon you. Fall upon you. Fall upon you. Fall upon you. Mantle for escape. Mantle for escape. Escape from untimely death. Escape. Receive the mantle. In the name of Jesus, receive the mantle.
Amen.
Place that right hand on your head.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep quiet wherever you are. As your hand is upon your head, the oil, the mantle for escape is resting upon you. Close your eyes wherever you are. Your hand on your head. The mantle for escape from untimely death. Mantle for escape from arrows shot from the covens, from the dungeons of hell, from occultic kingdoms, from witches and wizards. Every arrow they have shot, the mantle for escape, mantle of invisibility, that you cannot be approached by them. The mantle is falling upon you. 1, 2, 3, mantle, 4, in the name of Jesus, upon you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, the mantle is dropping. A spiritual garment is dropping.
Amen.
For you to escape, 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 escape. The mantle to escape. Receive the mantle. Let it come as a fresh fire. As a fresh fire. As a fresh fire. Your hand on your head. The mantle is dropping. It is dropping on your head. It is dropping as a liquid fire. Wherever you are. The mantle is dropping. The mantle is dropping. The mantle is dropping. On your marks. It is coming.
It is coming. It is coming. Let it come as a whirlwind. The mantle for escape upon every life in this place, upon every life listening to me, that any arrow they shoot can no longer penetrate you.
There is a bulletproof upon you because of this mantle. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 74 verse 19. I conclude with that. Psalm 74, 19 to 20. Psalm 74, 19 to 20. Psalm 74, 19 to 20. Or I read from verse 18. Make sure you open to Psalm 74, 18 to 20. It says, remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O God, that the foolish people have blasphemed your name. Oh, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Somebody say, Lord, deliver not the soul of your turtle dove. Deliver not my soul unto the gathering of the wicked. He said, forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. 20 said, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty, habitations of wickedness. Imagine the brother, the son of Gideon, killing all his children in one day, except one. So the Bible said the dark places of the earth are filled with habitations of cruelty. There is wickedness in the land. There is wickedness all over the world. It's not only peculiar to Nigeria. It's not only peculiar to Africa. It is all over the world. There is wickedness. The dark places of the earth, they are full. Full to the brim. Full of the habitations of cruelty. Lift up your right hand. Say, Lord, I am delivered this day. From the habitations of wickedness. I am delivered this day from the habitations of wickedness. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. See, verse 20 says, have respect unto the covenant. The covenant is the covenant of the blood of Jesus. He said, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. So when God remembers the covenant of the blood of Jesus, he has respect and he shows mercy. Say, Lord, through the blood of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, deliver and show me mercy. Deliver and show me mercy. Mercy to escape the sword of the wicked one. Say, I receive the mercy. In the name of Jesus. Before you sit down, the biggest stone the enemy has used to destroy mankind is the stone of sin. Just like all the brothers, all the sons of Gideon were going to that stone. They will go, they will kill this one. Go, kill. 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to 69 died. Except one. That's how the enemy takes people to the stone of sin. Stone of rebellion against God. The enemy will say, rebel against God. And when you rebel, he destroys you there. You will open your mouth finally and say, Lord, deliver me from the destruction of sin. From the grip of sin. Maybe the enemy has been destroying you there in that habit. Say, Lord, deliver me from the grip of sin. That stone the enemy is using to destroy mankind, that stone of sin shall not see me. I am delivered. I am delivered. Somebody begin to proclaim, I am delivered. Mashata la bradabos. Lembra kambo borobo shatayas. Begin to declare, I am delivered. I am delivered from sin, ungodliness, unrighteousness. I am delivered from these things. I am delivered from unrighteousness. I am delivered from sin. I am delivered in Jesus' precious name. We pray. Begin to thank the Lord for prayers and so.
God, through His servant Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234
8080620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.